a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It is World Blood Donor Day.
Oh, today. Good on you, everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. Much love. Props to you. Well done.
I'm going to put my hand up and say I haven't donated blood in a long time.
I have never.
Yeah. But there's always a place to start. Do you know what I mean? There's always a time to start. If there's a big screening process, I can't because my iron's just too low. And every time I go to make an appointment, they're like, your iron's so low, like we can't take your blood. Because they do, you know, you do the paperwork and then they do the little prick on the finger and they test it all and whatever.
Yeah, do they?
So my iron's just too low, which sucks because I really want to. But they're like, no, you keep your blood in your body. But I feel superior to everyone else. Because I've got AB positive.
Oh, really?
Which is one of the rarest bloods in the world.
Surprises me that your blood type is positive anything.
I know, right? I assume it would be negative.
Yeah.
It's not. It's AB positive. But so rare. And you know, in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looked at as superior because of my blood type.
Oh, wow.
So amazing.
Okay.
You've got the vibe as like a normie. I don't really know. But you don't know your blood type either.
No, I don't know my blood type. I don't know. And I've had blood tests. I'm sure, do they tell you that?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
No, I think you have to ask specifically. But when you do get your blood, when you do donate blood, I got a little keychain. This is like years ago. I don't know if they still do it, but I got a little keychain with, I donated blood and my blood type is AB positive. Once again, very special.
Yeah, right.
But apparently there's certain types of emotions that correlate with your blood type.
Oh, well, we'll be able to pick what blood type I am just based on these.
Right, that's what I was thinking. So people with type A blood, positive traits, creativity, cleverness, cooperativeness, negative traits, stubbornness and uptightness. Well, I don't know.
There's a bit of me in that.
I don't know. B blood type, strong, passionate, empathetic, decisive, but they've also been associated with selfishness and erratic behaviour.
None of that is me.
No.
I'm definitely not a B.
Yeah. As you can see, those with A and B blood types kind of have a bit of both.
Bit of overlap.
So I've got a bit of stubbornness. But creativity, but also a little bit of erratic behaviour. We can see that.
Yes.
Once again, we're heavily appreciated in Japan.
Yeah.
Because our blood type is so rare.
Despite the unpredictability and erratic behaviour.
Type O people, confidence, determination, resilience, intuition, self-centred and unstable. I would say out of these, I'm leaning towards O for you. I'm guessing O. I'm guessing you're an O.
Sorry, I stopped listening. I was too busy thinking about the fact that this is basically star signs, essentially.
Well, no. But how about should we prick you a little and then like get it sent?
No,
because I'm guessing O. Out of that, would you guess? What would you guess?
Mum,
why not?
Mum probably knows. If you're listening, she always listens. 5223 2955. She knows the phone number. But call through, Mum, and tell us if you know what blood type I am. Be very interesting.
Oh, for sure.
Famously, I've not donated blood because I didn't want to. I famously wasn't allowed to for quite a number of years because I did have that relationship with a cow in the UK in the 90s.
Oh, my God, Thomas.
And you know what
that
happens.
That is not.
You know.
No.
Jeez, I loved her.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Remember you were talking about blood types earlier?
Yeah.
Mum just messaged.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'll rehash.
Quick recap.
World Blood Donor Day is today, right?
That's right.
If you thought about donating blood before or plasma or whatever, today's the day to be like, hey, I'm going to sign up for that. Cool. Right? Get around it. I have AB positive. So I'm a bit special.
Super rare.
I'm very special.
Sure.
I did get a phone call to say AB negative is rarer, so we get it.
There are
that
tears.
Is such passive aggressive negative.
That is an AB
behavior.
Negative thing to say. Yeah.
All right, we're all the same.
Yeah.
Except for AB positive.
I was surprised you were anything positive, to be honest.
I know, me too. And I were looking at the traits of what different blood types have.
Yeah.
And I guess that you would be an O.
Yeah.
And so now that your mum, because O's are.
Have you got it there? No. All right.
O's are, you know, a little bit, we'll say, holier than thou.
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
No.
Yeah. And so that's why I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're an O. What are you? Let's go.
Yep, I'm a no.
Yes!
You got
God,
it.
I know you so Nailed well. It. I know you so well. Yes, Tom.
So
Does
the
that
traits
frighten you?
The traits do line up. Did yeah. they also say handsome, very fast at running?
They no.
Can nah. lift heavy weights?
No. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Fun fact. A fun fact to start today is...
What is that?
Is if you press a button, it's good to have the faders on and up. Is
oh,
what
right.
I, yeah. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Sorry, I looked you in the eye and it scared you.
No.
You I looked over.
I stuffed up. I stuffed up and then I looked over.
And I laughed in your face.
And you were giggling.
Sorry.
That's nice. It's
not supportive.
I think,
is it?
No, it isn't supportive.
No, because my sister did that to me in grade 6. I was doing a Japanese presentation.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, Watashi wa, Lauren Des.
Yeah.
And I stuffed it up. And she laughed so hard in the back of the room that she actually keeled over.
Oh, nice.
So I don't want to be that. But I was just that to you because it is quite funny.
That was a fun fact, Loggy. That was a really fun fact.
Watashi wa, Lauren Des.
Did you know the little pocket that you put your coins in your jeans, in your jean pocket? You girls have them? This one.
Yeah, I know which one it is. And I've heard a fact about it before.
Can you see that pocket?
Yeah, no, I see it. No, I see it. That
look,
one's harder to see.
Look into this one pocket.
No, I'm not. Why is there a hole in that pocket, Tom? Oh, you've got... No, don't worry. Okay.
It was originally designed to hold a pocket watch. Not,
wow, that is...
Not coins, yeah. as one would think. The Darwin Awards, posthumously given to individuals who have contributed to human evolution by taking themselves out of the gene pool by dying in stupid ways.
Mm.
It may surprise you to hear that between 1995 and 2022, 89% of Darwin Award winners were men.
Yeah, that's...
9 out of 10 people that die in stupid ways are men.
Putting their tongues on batteries to check if they're good or not.
Yeah, right. The first Apple product with an initial I, so the I something, in its name was the iMac. Steve Jobs, though, apparently almost named it the Mac Man, like Pac-Man.
Oh, Mac Man, yeah.
In which case we might have had the Phone Man, the Pod Man, and the Tunes Man.
Yeah. It would have been. We would have had to change it to pod person, you know?
Yeah.
It would have been a whole thing.
I imagine it wouldn't be as successful. It's not quite as catchy.
It's not.
Not as snappy.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy something with man in it.
The man.
No.
Pringles were originally branded as newfangled potato chips.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're newfangled. They're potato chips, but newfangled. The oldest international rivalry in cricket is between the USA and Canada.
USA... Currently, there's a new story. They just cricket confuses them.
Yeah, but also they're doing great things at the World Cup.
Are they?
Or the T20 thing.
Wow.
I know cricket. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They first played each other in 1844.
Sure.
I imagine that was pre-Civil War, was it? I mean, you're telling this story.
Yeah.
The word most effective in convincing another person that you are indeed a human and not a robot. This is going to be important with AI.
Okay.
Poop.
No.
Yep.
What?
If you say poop to someone, they'll be like, there's no way a robot is saying that.
But now the robots know that. They're going to be saying poop all over the place.
Shh. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Because this has been one of the great Fun Fact Fridays. And you have been... your supportive self.
I'm sorry.
All the way through.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Give me something.
Cool. How about you do a segment and I will be supportive of that.
Okay.
Apparently we don't know the original word for bear.
Stop it.
Shut up. I'll end this segment right here.
I'm being supportive.
I will turn this segment around.
I'm being supportive.
I'm really trying to turn it around, to be honest.
No, it's okay.
We don't know the original word for bear. We get bear itself from the Germanic word for the brown one because the actual word for bear that they had was taboo and people were too scared to use it in case it made one appear. So they referred to them as the brown ones.
It's like Voldemort.
And that's what... No,
no,
I don't
it
get
is
that.
The one that
cool.
who All shall right. not be named.
Is he the brown one or the bald one?
No, it's like you can't say his name because you'll bring him, you know?
Yeah, so anyway, so the word bear is... So if... Yeah. If you, I hate you so much.
No, I... One day you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break
my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. We've done... What nut would you be? We've done what fruit would you be?
Yes.
I'm a Brazil nut and a rock melon.
I'm a kiwi. And I forget what nut I am.
You said a walnut earlier.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Sure. What else did we do? We did another one that was like what character? Anyway. It's
probably
fine.
Best forgotten.
Yeah. It's fun doing this on the radio too. It's good
it's
listening.
Fun. It's fun
good,
on a Friday.
Good listening. Good listening.
We're leaning into the Friday vibe.
Toy Story. We were talking about it this week.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some character suggestions thrown around as to who would be the who of the team.
Exactly. And some of us started to get a little bit offended.
No.
Well.
Are you saying?
No, I don't know. Well, we've got AJ here who
AJ.
Really wants to be involved.
Hey, guys.
Hi, AJ. Now, before we get your answer, okay, we're gonna go through some here.
Okay, well, I think let's just... Okay, so we've got... There's four of us, right? There's Tom, Lingy, Loggy and AJ, we can say, are the four people that are on the show and that we need to assign Toy Story characters to.
Mm.
Okay. AJ, before you know, because you haven't sort of been in on all of the conversations, do you have a suggestion as to what character Loggy would be? From
I've got Loggy... Somewhere between Bo and potentially Rex.
Okay. Yeah. So Bo Peep.
Bo Peep looks like she's got it. She's all together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She's calm and everything.
Mm.
Whereas Rex is a bit like this. We've actually got a little bit of Rex here. So of let's Rex. See what's more my vibe.
Well, I'm going for fearsome here, but I just don't feel it. I think I'm just coming off as annoying.
Yeah, that sounds...
That's...
It couldn't be too further end of the spectrum, could they, between
sounds
Bo
about
and Rex?
Right. Yeah. Rex is very anxious. Small arms, too.
Yeah,
small
okay.
Arms.
So I reckon I would suggest that you're Rex. You're the Rex of the team.
Yeah, I try. But it's hard to get me to do stuff that I'm not really, you know, haven't worded me up on a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that fits.
What about you? I would also just a left field nomination from Toy Story 4. I would suggest you could be Forky.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means, AJ?
Someone at home will know who Forky is, okay. and they will be
Google
laughing
Forky.
Their butts off right now.
Forky.
Have a look at Forky.
Excuse me.
It's a fork with goggly eyes, like and
it's
also
pronounced googly eyes.
Googly, whatever.
Goggly eyes.
We've also got, obviously, let's assign AJ a character.
Well, I thought, AJ, that you've kind of got a bit of the old Slinky Dogs about you.
I don't mind Slink. I can handle Slink, although I'm intrigued to see why you think I'm Slink.
Because he just seems like he's just, no, actually, you're probably not. You're probably not as calm. You're probably like Ham, to be fair. He's just lovable, lovable, and always with a quick-witted one.
A wise guy.
Wise guy. Yeah, you're Ham. You are very
Do you
ham.
Accept Ham?
I'll take Ham.
All right, okay, you're Ham. You're Rex.
Yeah.
Might as well get me out of the way too.
Well, I think it's obvious, isn't it, who Tom is?
I'm
AJ?
Not so sure. Who have you got?
Well, it's this guy.
Look, I'm Picasso.
I don't get it.
You uncultured swine. What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
Mr. Potato Head.
I'm setting that down as a challenge for you, Tommy, to call as many people an uncultured swine as you can.
Well,
in
he does.
Week.
I do.
That's his vibe.
Yeah, it is part
it's
of my vernacular.
1,000% his vibe.
All right, so I'm Mr. Potato Head, am I?
Well, you'd have to be.
That's offensive. Is that a physical thing? Are you saying that because my head looks like a potato?
Personality only.
At least it's a washed potato.
Okay.
Unlike you.
Okay.
Forky.
I'm not Forky.
All right, so you're Rex. Slash
Rex.
Forky.
Yeah.
You're Ham?
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
There's one person left for us to decide.
Mm.
Here's where we need help. Which Toy Story character, and we'll take any of the Toy Story movies,
yeah,
any character from any of the movies,
yeah,
is Lingy? There are some obvious guesses, but yeah, we will take a break and get
to
them.
We'll take Barrel of Monkeys as well.
Yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I could have been worse. I could have gone back to Toy Story 1 and said, you know when the doll's head is on the Meccano...
AJ? AJ, stop laughing.
AJ, you've seen her when she gets here in the morning.
Stop.
Her eyes look exactly like that, and her hair does too.
Stop it. Okay, well, that's enough of that. You're Mr. Potato Head, then.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Look, I'm Picasso.
I don't get it.
You uncultured swine. What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
And saying I don't get it was AJ there. It's Ham. Because you've got the one-liners, and you're like, I'm just here doing my job, man.
Just somewhat cranky and occasionally contributing something.
Yeah. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
But what we want to know is if Lingy was a character in Toy Story, who would he be?
You've got an idea, AJ.
Well, I've got him down as Andy himself because he disappears from the room and we just run amok.
Yes. Everything happens when he's not here.
Yes.
Hey. He swans in and makes everyone do his bidding and then disappears. I like it.
He controls us all. AJ, you're onto something.
Should have saved that for the end, really.
Sorry, my bad.
No, you're right. Darren's in Leopold. Morning, Darren. Thanks for holding the line. Which Toy Story character do you think Cameron Ling is?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I'm not sure whether you guys will agree with me, but I reckon Buzz Lightyear, just because of the amazing leadership qualities that Lingy has displayed at the helm of the Geelong Football Club for so long.
Okay, for people who don't know Buzz.
No, thank you all for your kind welcome.
Yeah, it does. He's got that vibe about him. Plus, he wishes he had the chin, you know?
I was just going to say, he kind of has the chin.
Yeah.
And he does wear the helmet, so...
Well, internally, because he's got all those metal plates
in
his
face. Yeah,
you're
right. Okay, I don't mind that.
I don't mind that one either, Darren. Yeah. We'll note that down.
He's got the delusions as well of being a real boy.
Yeah.
Ashton's in Mount Dunedin. Morning, Ashton.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good. Do you agree with Darren that Lingy is Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah, no. I go with Woody.
Oh, Woody?
Buzz, look at Alien!
Yes, his jokes are very funny sometimes.
Mm. He also runs. He also runs exactly like Woody.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and he's got the cowboy hat, you know.
Of course he does, and the leather-bound boots with the belt with bars.
Yes.
That is hard to argue. That is hard to argue, and he also is sort of the main character.
Yes.
In all of our stories.
Okay, so we've got Buzz, we've got Woody, we've got Andy. Let's go to Kerry from Lara. Who do you think Toy Story character is Lingy?
Hi, guys. Mm. Hi, guys. I think Woody as well.
Woody, okay.
Woody as well. Okay, there's another one for Woody.
He's generally Mr. Nice Guy. He's a pacemaker, but he's also a little bit dopey.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.